Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You're going to lose it. Because she was so concerned about what Mary was doing instead of what she was doing. Be concerned about what you're doing. Take care of your duties and everything will be all right. My son always say, do your own job. We're coaching a basketball team and they're not working together as a team right now. My son says, simply do your job. Don't worry about the other man's job. But everybody else worrying about their other job and they're not getting their job done. And that's the way it works. And I tell you, you know, I don't know if I told you last week, but I started this fast thing this year where I'm doing no social media for a month. And man, I have been having a good time. I found out that my headaches ain't as bad. I'm not agitated. I'm not in everybody else's business trying to figure out what they're doing. I'm feeling good. So Larry may be onto something. Get off of that Facebook. Because you're on everybody else's business, seeing how miserable your life is, why you're not on this dream vacation. So think about it. Be at work about your business and take care of your business. Mary was concerned about hearing God's word. Whenever God's word is in the house, we all need to sit at his feet. Is that right? So, that brings me to this point. You know, I visit a lot of churches. And it's amazing me. Follow me here and see if you agree with me. You know, the church is be doing a great job. And then they're ready to preach. And they send the kids out. What are you talking about? Why are you sending the kids out when the preaching's going on? Let's read something here, then I'll get back to that. Let's look at this scripture here. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 16. I'll read this real quick. Mark chapter 10, and we'll read 13 to 16. Mark chapter 10, and we're going to read 13 to 16. And I want you to take a look at this. It says, and they brought young children to him. We're talking about Jesus here. That he should touch them. And listen to this. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. These people are bringing children to Christ. And the disciples are rebuking them. What are you talking about? But, here we go. That but. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. I read that to say this. Whenever God's word is preached, the kids need to be in here. We all say, why kids are not coming to church? Well, during the years they come to church, you send them out. And then you want them to come when they're out? It's not going to work. Think about it. When they come, you send them out to go do some activities, have fun. But then when they're out, you say, why the youth are not coming to church? You sent them out. Amen. And Jesus said he's displeased with it. Amen. I'm just telling you, whenever God's word is preached, everybody needs to be at the foot of Jesus. Amen. And listening to the word. What a story here. We see Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now, when we see Martha bust in on Jesus, and she asks Jesus Christ to discipline Mary, the response that Jesus gives is amazing. We think Jesus is rebuking her.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.